Wonderful Holy Spirit, I welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts. And Father, I thank you for anointing the hearers of this message. And I thank you for moving upon your words, bringing mass conviction to the hearers of your word. And Father, I give you glory for doing it now in Jesus' name. To the book of St. John, chapter 11, verses 21 through 26. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Our thought comes today. Your last day of being dead can be today. Your last day of being dead can be today. We're living in a time when there are so many people that's walking around spiritually dead. The Bible speaks of physical death, spiritual death, as well as eternal death. Physical death is the separation of the soul and the spirit from the body. Spiritual death is the separation of man from God because of sin. And eternal death is man being separated from God after he dies into the lake of fire. Our thought comes today, your last day of being dead can be today. It's something that Martha said to Jesus in St. John 11, verse 22. Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died. But since Jesus physically was not in the location where Lazarus was at when he became sick, Martha was saying, you know, Lord, I know that whatever you ask of God, God is going to give it to you. Jesus replies, your brother Lazarus shall rise again. Martha replies, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Martha was looking at a future event which will take place. The resurrection. But what Jesus was trying to get Martha to see was your brother Lazarus, who is dead right now, his last day of being dead will be today. Many of you listening to this message, your good morals, you treat people right, you help everybody you know, you'd even give people your last. But that's not enough, my friend, to get you a place or entrance into heaven. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Your last day, my friend, of being dead spiritually can be today. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, not tomorrow, not next week, not next Sunday, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Don't reject the word that's coming to you now, because the purpose of this message is to inform you, my friend, your last day of being dead spiritually can be today. Jesus was trying to get Martha to understand something. Your brother Lazarus' last day of being dead is today. Because why? Jesus told her, I am the resurrection and the life. Now, the resurrection will be an event that will take place. But notice, who will resurrect us? Jesus. So Jesus is telling Martha, I am the one that's going to cause your brother Lazarus, who is dead, to come back alive. And I am the one that's going to sustain him once I cause him to come back to life. Jesus is the resurrection, one who will bring you back to life, and then he's the life, the one that will sustain you after he brings you back. It's like he's your preserver now. He's the one that's going to keep you alive, since he's the one that brought you life. But you see, my friend, you must recognize something, that without Jesus, you can't get to heaven. Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Your last day of being dead can be today. You see, for a long time, men have tried different means of getting to heaven. You've heard all kind of teachings. You follow all kind of people. And they've made all kind of promises to you that if you do certain things that you will spend eternity in heaven. Well, my friend, there's only one truth in order for you to make heaven your home, and that's accepting God's Son, whose name is Jesus. The Bible declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Note something. The world, which consists of all walks of life, might be saved through him, Jesus. Not Buddha, not Mary, not Muhammad, not some young moon. The Bible declares in Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, my friend, your last day of being dead can be today. Unless Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, my friend, you will die physically and you will go to the lake of fire. But understand something. God sent Jesus into the world to pay your sin debt so that when you die physically, you will not have to go to the lake of fire. Because that place was prepared for the devil and his angels. But if you reject Jesus Christ as your personal Lord while you are alive on the earth, you will die physically and you will go straight to the lake of fire. Now, it won't be God sending you there. It will be because of the choice you made while you was alive on this earth. You may be spiritually dead, my friend. You know within your heart that you're empty. In spite of all what you have gotten in life, in spite of all what you have accumulated, things you have done, the lifestyle you may be living right now, you know deep within yourself it's not right, and you're still empty. You're searching for peace. You're searching to be happy. You want to be loved, but find sometimes you find yourself doing things that you really don't want to do to be accepted by people. Well, my friend, Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy. And my burden is light. Jesus bids you to come, my friend, because he's saying to you, your last day of being dead spiritually can be today. And the only way that's possible is that you must repent. You must surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Note something. Jesus is inviting you, my friend. In spite of what you don't have, Jesus loves you. And he loved you enough until he hung on Calvary's cross, shed his blood for your sins. He hung there for 6 hours. Then he was taken down, put into a borrowed grave for 3 days, and on the third day he rose again. And he's alive right now. He's alive right now, my friend. And he wants to prove to you that he's alive. But there's something you must do. You must come. According to John 1 and 12, the Bible says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Your last day of being dead can be today. In St. Luke 19, something Jesus told Zacchaeus. He said, this day is salvation come to your house. And you that's listening to this message, you may be a church member. Your name may be on the church's roll. You've been baptized in water, but you're not saved, my friend. If you're willing, my friend, and you want life that's abundant, if you're tired of being dead spiritually, and you want to come alive, bow your head for a moment right now, and I want you to repeat this prayer from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross and shed your blood for my sins. You died. You was buried. And you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And I surrender all to you, Lord Jesus. And I thank you now for resurrecting me and giving me a new beginning in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you so much for your spoken word. And I thank you for the resurrection that's taking place right now in the hearts of millions who have responded to your word. I thank you, wonderful Lord, for those you have saved, healed, and delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. Your last day of being dead can be today.